From Washington, this is VOA News. A U.S. Senate report accuses the CIA of torturing suspected terrorists in the years after the 9/11 attacks. And the UN calls for a stop to violence in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. I'm Michael Lippin. A U.S. Senate report says the Central Intelligence Agency tortured suspected terrorists while interrogating them following the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States. The report released on Tuesday by the Senate Intelligence Committee said the CIA mistreated prisoners that it suspected of terrorism and misled Congress and the American people about the effectiveness of its interrogation techniques. It said those techniques included confinement in small places, sleep deprivation, and waterboarding, which simulates drowning. Senator Dianne Feinstein acknowledged that releasing the report could put Americans at risk.
There are those who will seize upon the report and say, see what the Americans did, and they will try to use it to justify evil actions or incite more violence. We can't prevent that, but history will judge us by our commitment to a just society governed by law and the willingness to face an ugly truth and say never again.
President Barack Obama said his view is that the harsh methods were inconsistent with U.S. values. The United Nations is calling for a stop to violence around Beni, an Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo city, where more than 200 people have been killed in the past 2 months. The UN humanitarian coordinator in Congo, Mustafa Sumare, spoke out on Tuesday, 3 days after suspected Ugandan rebels massacred at least 36 people in the area. You're listening to VOA News. A senior United Nations official says an upsurge in the transmission of the deadly Ebola virus in western Sierra Leone and northern Guinea requires a more intense international response to stop the spread of the fatal disease. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Not long ago, Liberia was threatened with cases of Ebola spiraling out of control. Although the epidemic in that country is far from over, the number of cases and deaths is stabilizing. Special UN Envoy on Ebola, David Nabarro, says concerns regarding the spread of Ebola have shifted to western Sierra Leone around Port Loko and the capital Freetown, as well as the northern part of Guinea. He says the United Nations and partners will focus on the deadly disease in these inflamed areas. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A Chinese court has sentenced 7 students of an accused separatist Uyghur scholar to jail terms of 3 to 8 years. Chinese authorities convicted that scholar, Ilham Toti, of separatism earlier this year. Toti's lawyer said the 7 students were found guilty of involvement in separatist activities during a secret trial held on Monday in Urumqi, the capital of China's far western Xinjiang region. Chinese authorities have not commented on those convictions of the students, 6 of whom belonged to the Uyghur ethnic minority that complains of Chinese government persecution. The United Nations says its member states have agreed to take in more than 100,000 Syrian refugees from countries in the region, doubling previous resettlement offers. Tuesday's announcement by UN Refugee Chief Antonio Guterres comes hours after a donor country conference in Geneva, in which he repeated a plea for more international collaboration to resettle Syrians fleeing a civil war and the encroaching Islamic State militant group. Guterres said the long-term goal is for countries not neighboring Syria to welcome 10% of the estimated 3 million Syrian refugees. The UN says most of the states that offered to accept those refugees are from the European Union. And a new report says the gap between the richest and poorest people in some of the world's biggest economies has reached its highest level in 30 years. The Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says the richest 10% of people in the 34 countries that belong to the group now earn 9.5 times more than the poorest 10%. By comparison, the ratio was 7 to 1 in the 1980s. Well, you can find more on those stories by checking our website at voanews.com. I'll be back in 1 hour for another update of the international headlines. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.